For more than half a century, the Kennedy family were considered the closest thing America had to royalty. Its members who were elected to public office, most notably John F. Kennedy, elected as U.S. president in 1961, all served as Democrats, while others worked for the Democratic Party in an array of roles. Famed for their championing of social justice in America, the Kennedys were also notorious for their infidelities and rebellious behavior. The Kennedy heritage has been traced back to Kennedy, a 10th-century king of North Munster, southwest Ireland. The Kingdom of Munster was one of the ancient kingdoms of Gaelic Ireland, until it was broken up in 1118. Over the centuries, the O'Kennedy family lost their royal status, but remained powerful Irish Catholic landowners. That was until the 17th century, when their land was confiscated by the English invaders. With the Irish O ordered to be dropped from their surname, the Kennedys became traders in County Wexford. In the 19th century, widespread poverty in Ireland drove Patrick Joseph Kennedy to emigrate to the US. In 1849, he found work in Boston as a barrel maker, but then died of cholera. His son, Patrick P.J. Kennedy, went into business and served in the Massachusetts state legislature. P.J.'s son, Joseph, Joe, made a fortune in banking. He worked in various positions in government and was appointed U.S. ambassador to the U.K. in the lead-up to World War II. Joe and his wife Rose, a prominent socialite, had 9 kids, many better known by their nicknames: Joseph Jr., John Jack, Rose Marie, Rosemary, Kathleen, Kick, Eunice, Patricia, Robert, Bobby, Jean, and Edward, Ted. The 1940s were difficult years for the family. The eldest brother, Joseph Jr., died when his warplane exploded. Rosemary had violent mood swings and was given a prefrontal lobotomy, which left her permanently incapacitated. Kick scandalized the family by eloping to England with a Protestant aristocrat, and soon afterwards was killed in a plane crash. In the 1950s, family members began to climb the political ladder. However, the 1960s were a traumatic decade for them. After the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963 and that of his brother, Senator Robert Kennedy, in 1968, rumors spread of a Kennedy curse. Nevertheless, the Kennedys were certainly privileged. When Ted drove his car into a lake in 1969, killing the young woman who he was traveling with, he still managed to become a universally respected U.S. senator, and remained so for 47 years afterwards. In later generations, the power of the Kennedys has declined, and there have been many well-publicized tragedies. Bobby's son David died of a drug overdose in 1984, and Michael died in a skiing accident in 1997. Jack's son John Jr. died in yet another plane crash. Ted's daughter Cara and Patricia's son Christopher both died of heart attacks when they were middle-aged. More recently, Bobby's granddaughter Saoirse died of a drug overdose, while his granddaughter Maeve drowned. There are, however, younger Kennedys who have followed in the family footsteps and been successful in U.S. politics. Bobby's grandson Joe III served in Congress, and the late president's daughter Caroline Kennedy is the current U.S. ambassador to Australia.